This is Phil Davidson, and with me today, right here in the studio, for the first time in a long time, it seems like decades, is Rockford Symphony Orchestra music director Stephen Larson. You know, rumors of him already being gone are greatly exaggerated, aren't they?
Well, we'll see.
We are finally kicking off the Steve Larson Farewell Concert Tour. I mean, this sounds like something out of Bon Jovi or the Eagles or something.
Except they're still around, aren't they?
They are.
Okay.
But they keep having farewell tours, you know. We're looking at a kind of sort of encore presentation of last night of the proms on Saturday, October 23rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Coronado Performing Arts Center. And I tell you, Steve, it's great to be here in person with you again.
I feel the same way.
It's been way too long.
Yes, much too long.
Well, everybody loved your presentation of last night of the proms in late October of 2019. But that's been 2 years ago, hard to believe. So let's do a little refreshing here. Tell us again about that name and when this all started.
The proms concerts are a tradition in London. They go through the summer, and they take place in Royal Albert Hall. Variety of different concerts, large orchestra choruses, various different programs, and they culminate in the last night of the proms, which is a kind of a traditional thing in London. People dress up in costumes, they wear Union Jack flags and silly hats and things, and they get together. The whole main floor is standing room only, and it's jammed. And they play a number of different pieces, and including a bunch of traditional English pieces for the second half. And there is some silly business that goes along, singing along and whistling and things like that, finally closing with the Elgar Pomp and Circumstance March number one, with everybody singing Land of Hope and Glory at the end. And it's great fun. It's hard to recreate that here, so I thought, well, we'll just steal it. And there are some bits of Britishism that we just can't get away with that just don't mean anything to anybody here, but everybody had a really great time singing, bellowing out the chorus of Rule Britannia.
Yes.
The last time. And so we're going to do it again. But this started out to be this is going to be my last big symphony concert. Planning on doing the Nutcracker in December and then doing a Holiday Pops after that. But in terms of a serious symphony concert, this was going to be it. And so I started programming what works I would like to do on my last big concert. But I kept thinking about that night, the last night of the proms concert was so much fun. And I just couldn't let that go. So I thought, well, we'll split this in half. We'll do the first half will be a series of finales for my finale, last movements of pieces that I particularly have enjoyed. And the second half will do the last night of the proms. So it's a little bit of a hybrid.
And those that are in the audience are called promers, I believe.
Yes, promers, right.
So
the promenade is the comes from the promenade. You to go out for a stroll together, just take in the sights and the other people. And so these were proms, because in England everything has a shortened version. The proms and people who go to proms, rather than promenaders, are promers.
So those of us who attended the concert in 2019, I guess we could call ourselves experienced promers.
I guess you could if you'd like to, if that makes you happy.
I think that the proms is actually a, and you kind of alluded to this already, an 8-week summer series of these concerts in London.
Yes.
The proms has been described as the world's largest and most democratic music festival. Why that description?
If you watch a televised performance of particularly the last night of the proms, but this goes for any of the concerts, you'll look at the boxes and you'll see the boxes filled with the well-to-do, the aristocratic society from London, but you'll see people on the main floor, kids, families. Tickets are not necessarily expensive. You can pay a lot of money for one if you want. But this brings people together like very, very few other things do. People who possibly don't go to another classical music symphonic concert for the year will make a point of making it to one of the proms, or particularly the last night if you can get a ticket for it. And if you can't get a ticket for it, it's usually broadcast. Well, not usually. It is on big screens. Out in, I think it's Trafalgar Square, is it Hyde Park? I'm not sure. But with thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of other people watching and listening to the concert outdoors.
Wow. Well, you've described what goes on in London, so let's, and you've already talked about a little bit about what's going to happen on October 23rd. So let's go into that experience a little bit more. I was reading some notes that was sent to me that you wrote, and you described it as a rather ungainly hybrid of the 2019
yes.
performance. How so?
Well, there are a few pieces that I had programmed a year of concerts, of classical concerts, that had many, not all, of course, but many of my favorite pieces, but pieces that I wanted to do one more time. And, of course, that was poof, it was gone. That the whole year was pretty much shot. So I thought, well, what can I put in this program that I would really like to do? Some of my last stab at some of these pieces. One of them was the Elgar the Enigma variations, which we did in a smaller orchestra version, recorded for streaming earlier in the year. But others like Mozart's Jupiter Symphony, Symphony Number 41, never got a chance to do. The Shostakovich Fifth Symphony, never got a chance to do. So started to put together a list of pieces that I could do, or at least finales. Of course, the finale tends to be the most, you know, the liveliest part of the, perhaps the best known part of a piece. What could I put together in the first half of a concert? And so I ended up with this series of pieces, the finale of the Jupiter Symphony by Mozart, the last movement of the Shostakovich Fifth Symphony, a few pieces that weren't on the original list, the last movement of Alexander Nevsky by Prokofiev, that wasn't on the list of pieces, but we ended up short-circuiting our Beethoven year in 2019-2020. So I originally thought we would do the last movement of the Ninth Symphony with chorus and soloists, which seemed like a splendid idea. Still seems like a splendid idea. As the fall came around, it looked like we might not be able to get a big enough chorus to pull that off. So what can we do in its place? Alexander Nevsky. We'll do the finale, big choral finale. Not a very long piece, but thrilling. Lots of fun to sing, lots of fun to play. We're also doing the final scene of Wagner's Die Meistersinger. The so-called the hymn to Hans Sachs from the last movement, which is always has been one of my favorite moments in opera. It wasn't on my original list. Maybe the overture to the Meistersinger was, but so this is this contains a lot of the familiar themes from the overture, but some really glorious choral music. And singing the role of Hans Sachs in this will be Nikolai Janitsky, who's a wonderful baritone, who's sung a number of concerts for us. Oh, what else are we doing? The finale of The Firebird. It's not a finale, but the Brahms Academic Festival Overture, which we're going to start with. That was on my original program for 2019. And it was a piece I definitely wanted to do before I left. So we are going to be opening with that.
Well, I think finales is very appropriate. I wonder why.
Yeah, that's my finale.
Yeah, of course. Very clever. Now, but now you've talked about that, so let's go to the second half.
Okay.
And I think there's something there about ABBA and sing-alongs, mm-hmm. and all kinds of good stuff.
Well, ABBA isn't strictly British. Actually, my first inclination was to try to find an orchestral arrangement of the music of Queen, Freddie Mercury. Mm-hmm. And I just could not find an appropriate piece. So thinking along the lines of music that people would – music that was, well, sung in English, that people would like to sing along to. ABBA, they were Swedes, but they wrote in English and performed in English. And I can't say that ABBA was a really part of my well, I was too old to be a youth by then, but wasn't part of my background necessarily, but you just can't help but want to sing along when you hear those
exactly.
tunes. So I found a wonderful arrangement for a solo voice, sort of leading everything, but with SATB chorus. The Nielsen Chorale, who will be singing in the first half of the program, will also be singing backup for this wonderful ABBA arrangement, and everybody is encouraged to sing along. You'll have the words in the programs.
Yeah, I don't know how you couldn't sing it along. You might even want to get up and dance too.
That's fine. Just keep the aisles clear for emergencies.
It's true. Well, of course I would refer to it as the big added attraction to all of this is being back in the Coronado.
Yes, it's been a long time. March 4th, 2020 was the last time we mm-hmm. did a concert with an audience in the Coronado. So that's a long time. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be an emotional event for everybody. Being together, it's going to be looking at everybody else wearing masks, which is going to be a little bit unusual, but I think we're all used to it these days. Precautions being taken and vaccinations being required and everything. Well, this is just kind of the world we're living in these days.
Exactly.
But it'll be great to be able to get together and enjoy a concert like we used to.
By the way, I heard a rumor that there was going to be some Steve Larsson bobbleheads available. Did I get that right?
I don't think so.
Darn. You'd have a line around the corner for
I
that.
Will, I'll try to bobble
you
my
bobble
head.
Your head?
Right.
While you're
I'm
up there? Sure.
Yes.
I'm so happy that you're leading the RSO for a while longer. And we should also mention again the other parts to your farewell tour. So if you would mention that.
Yes. Early December, I think is it December 1st? Do I remember that correctly? I don't have the date with me. We are doing one performance of the Nutcracker with the Rockford Dance Company in the Coronado. And later in December, and I'm sorry I don't have that date right off the top of my head, but the final one performance of A Holiday Pops, which will be the last performance later, December 17th, I think that sounds about right. One performance, we usually do two. We're just doing one this year. The Nielsen Chorale will be on stage again, as usual, for that concert. And we will sing ourselves off into the future.
Well, I hope everybody comes out for all of those, and particularly the last night of the proms, which I'll remind everybody, of course, is at the Coronado on Saturday, October 23rd, 7:30 p.m. And this is all part of the Rockford Symphony Orchestra's Steve Larson Farewell Concert Tour. For tickets and information about this concert and more, of course, go to rockfordsymphony.com, or you can call at 815-965-0049. And I'm really happy to say once again, this is Phil Davidson.
And for the last time, this is Steve Larson, music director of the RSO, for a little while longer.
Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for listening.